Sagt der heilige Mishnah Masechtes Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. Hu Hayaimer Hillel used to say, Ein Bor Yirei Chet. A boor means someone, says the Batanura, who is reik mikol davar, empty. Doesn't even know how to do business. He's like less than Am Haaretz. He can't be a sin-fearing person. Rav Michal Ber Weissmandel, the Nitra Rav, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, explained, even Am Haaretz is someone who, here and there he says tillim, he tries to learn, maybe he goes to a shir, he doesn't understand. But at least there's some effort to think. The boor, he doesn't think at all, he just sits, he doesn't care, it doesn't bother him, he doesn't know anything. He's happy not knowing anything. He sees food, he'll take it. He doesn't even have the social understanding about cheating or stealing. He just doesn't care, he just floats, he doesn't try. But a bunch of them just wants us to try. Vaitabullah Amoretz Chasid. Amoretz is a higher level than a boor. He's unlearned, but he can have good character traits. He can be a Yirei Chet. He does business with people. He's careful to treat them nicely. He's careful to be honest. But a chassid is someone, in the lashon of the Mishnah, who does lifnim mishuras hadin. What does that mean, lifnim mishuras hadin? He knows what the halacha is. He says he's going to do even more than what the halacha requires him to do. But if you don't know what the halacha is, you can't do more than what the halacha requires you to do. Because how do you know what's more or what's less? So he can be a yirei chet. He can have fear of sin. But he can't be a chassid. Vaitra says the Mishnah of Eloi, habayshan lamed, a shy person would have a hard time learning. If you're too shy to ask a question because you're scared, Oivei, my Rebbe may think I'm not going to know. My friend may think I'm not going to understand. If I ask this shy, my friend is going to think that I'm a foolish person. So you're not going to understand. You have to ask. Yecheskel Hanavi, my father used to share this with me when I was a little boy, was called Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Buzi means to be embarrassed. You know, he was zeichet to one of the greatest levels of nevuah of any navi. He went around asking, what does this mean? What does that mean? Please, I want to understand this halacha. I want to understand this din. It didn't bother him that he was going to be embarrassed. If I told you can make $1 million, but you're going to be embarrassed, you would run for it. Who cares? But if you're embarrassed, how do you learn? V'lei ha-kabdon milameid. A kabdon is a person who's makbid and everything. He's short-tempered. You can't be a teacher. You have to have patience. The Gemara tells us about Rebbe Preda, who had a Talmud he would teach him 400 times. That's what it took. Until this Talmud understood, he had to hear it 400 times. And once, after 400 times, the Talmud didn't understand. Still didn't understand. Rebbe Preda said, what happened today? The Talmud said, I saw you in a rush to go to see him, and I was nervous. I wasn't concentrating fully. So Rebbe Preda said, forget to see him. And he taught him another 400 times. And a baskal came out and said, Rebbe Preda, what do you want? Do you want to live for 400 years? Or do you want you and your entire generation should go into Olam Haba? He picked that him and his entire generation should go into Olam Haba. And I think he got both. Do you know what the Ben Ish Chai says? He says, an entire generation doesn't necessarily mean the people that lived in his time. What if there were big Rishayim that lived in his time? It means people that emulate that. If you have the patience to help someone and explain it to someone and teach them, it doesn't make a difference how many times you have to say it. And you're even willing to forego on your own personal honor and covet of going to a Siyam to teach someone, you become the Darav of Preda and you get that guarantee of straight into Olam Haba. Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vaita V'loi Kala Marba B'Schoira Machkim. Someone that's too involved in business, don't think that he becomes smart. A person who puts most of his kaiches into business instead of into learning Torah, he won't become a Talmud Chacham. It says, he says the Bat Tanur, the Torah is not found by those that go me'ever liyam. And in a place where there's no one to sit down at the head and to teach, hishtadel liyais ish, you should try to become a leader. Sometimes we could say, me, I should give a shiur, I should try to help the people, teach them not to talk by davening, teach them about Yiddishkeit, who am I? Well, if there's no one else to do it. You sit up front, you teach. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the great Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, teaches these words as follows. Sometimes we're all very frum and very erlich when people are looking. But b'makom she'ein anashim, even when people aren't looking, hishtadli yisish. You have to try very hard to be an erlich yid.